Betsy Riley, the executive editor of Atlanta Magazine. Welcome back.
Thanks, Lois.
For those of us in Atlanta who are college basketball fans, having the Final Four here feels a little bit like what it must be when you walk the red carpet to the Oscars.
As part of the Final Four, there's always a big 3-day free music festival. And so that in Atlanta will be at Centennial Olympic Park, and it starts Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And the headliner on Friday is Georgia's own Zac Brown Band. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. So how cool is that to
wow.
see Zac Brown for free in Centennial Olympic Park? The whole weekend lineup is awesome. On Friday, acts also include My Morning Jacket. Saturday, the park opens at noon, and the acts include Yacht Rock Review, Ludacris, Flo Rida, and Muse. And then on Sunday, the park opens at 2, and the top acts that day will be Sting and the Dave Matthews Band.
This is free?
This is all free.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Music and basketball, a winning combination any which way. So the Alliance Theater is promising Zorro as you have never seen him before. A Zorro unlike any other. Why is that?
Yes, the Alliance Theater is staging the American debut of Zorro, the musical version, and that opens tonight and runs through May 5th. Tickets start at $30. This debuted in London in 2008. And it's just a real fun version of the Zorro story. They have music by the Gypsy Kings, of course, the Spanish guitar group. There's lots of flamenco dancing. Atlanta's just into this flamenco stuff. It started with Carmen, and we haven't stopped. A lot of sword fighting. In fact, the theater recruited one of the world's top fight choreographers to help them with those sequences. There's going to be fire and elaborate costumes and a great set. And even a little bit of humor, because Zorro is known for sort of embarrassing the authorities. So there should be a little lightheartedness in all the craziness. So a great chance to revisit the story from your childhood.
A very physical musical version
yes.
of Zorro, it sounds like. One of public radio's most creative thinkers is back in town.
Yes, Ira Glass will be speaking at Georgia Tech's First Center on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $40 and $45. He, of course, is the host of the public radio show This American Life. And each week, he chooses a theme, and it can be something simple like summer camp, or it can be something serious like the housing crisis. He tells crazy stories, like one time there was a show on two daughters who were switched at birth, and the mother knew it all along and finally told them when they were in their 40s.
Dear Martha and Sue, have you ever suspected or been told that we took home the baby that belonged to Kay and Bob McDonald, and they later took home the baby that belonged to us?
That's Martha reading. And the purpose of this letter is that Mrs. Miller is breaking the news, 43 years after the fact, to Martha and Sue that she took the wrong baby home from the hospital, that Martha and Sue were switched at birth.
He gives new meaning to quirky.
Yes. But, you know, his ability to take a story, even, a more serious newsy story, and pull the meaning out of it is what makes him so compelling. And that's what he's going to be talking about at the First Center, is about how to tell a story as well as what they go through putting the show together. So go be inspired Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the First Center.
Betsy Riley, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lois.